Hello, Scott from Richland.
Hi, good morning, Leo.
Good morning. How are you?
Alive, which beats the alternative.
Yes. Is it pouring in Richland?
No, I'm in eastern Washington, next to the world's biggest nuclear dump.
Well, there's something to be proud of. You're in the dry side. You're in the rain shadow.
Correct.
Is it really, really, really dry?
We average 7 inches of rain a year.
Yikes, schmikes, double mikes, pikes. That's dry.
But we have the Columbia River fed from the Canadian Rockies.
Beautiful. So you got water.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Sounds like a nice place.
If you don't mind the nuclear dump, it's great.
just ignore the nuclear dump. Pretend it doesn't exist. It doesn't glow at night or anything, does it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
We have northern lights. What can I do for you?
Okay, so setting the scene. Going on vacation to Australia.
Nice. That's a great place to go.
Well, we're going to spend all of our time in Northeast Australia.
Northeast. Okay.
Cairns.
The gold country.
Well, where the Great Barrier Reef.
Yes.
Meets Australia, basically.
Yeah. I was in Cairns. They call it Cairns.
Okay, well,
Cairns. I was in Cairns because we saw the great eclipse there, and then we went swimming the Great Barrier Reef, and that's so much fun, so wonderful. Oh, you're going to love it. Beautiful. And you're going in the summertime.
Now, isn't it true that you didn't actually see the eclipse?
Well, the captain decided that for some reason I don't really fully understand. The reason we were on a boat, we were on a cruise ship to do it with a bunch of astronomers, is because in theory the cruise ship can sail around the clouds and find. We were watching the eclipse, and all of a sudden the captain decides to sail, and the clouds cover it, and we missed it. And boy, you know, there was a very famous, I won't name his name, but very famous physicist on board who was livid. He was so angry at the captain. I mean, the captain's got to do what the captain's got to do. He's the captain.
So he was concerned about your UV exposure.
Maybe that was it. But we saw that. We didn't see totality completely. We saw most of it. It was fun. I really enjoyed it. Anyway, you're going to love it. Friendly people, wonderful country, beautiful, lots to see. The Gold Coast is gorgeous. You're going to have a great time. So what can I do to make that better?
Okay, well, I understand that photos up in a cloud are full quality, and then we'll send you whatever you need for whatever screen you're viewing it on.
That's the Apple thing, yeah. You're talking about Apple's photos.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So the way it works, if you turn on the iCloud photo library, and it even says it there, is that the originals will be uploaded to the cloud, offloaded from your phone to save space, and then they'll have little smaller versions on your phone.
Okay. Well, that's where my question is. I have a Nikon J5, connects with Wi-Fi to the tablet.
I love that. Isn't that awesome? I do that with my Sony. I love that.
Well, I'm going to load so it'll go from the Nikon to the iPad
right, up
to the cloud.
Right.
Will I get full quality photos up in the sky?
Yeah, but they won't be the same. Now, so this is actually a very good question. Most cameras, I presume the Nikon's one of them, even if you're shooting JPEGs, you can shoot JPEGs or RAWs with most cameras. RAW means everything that comes off the sensor. JPEG means we're going to squeeze it as much as we can to preserve quality but make the file size smaller. Pros, serious photographers often shoot RAW because they want to process it later, but most casual photographers and many point-and-shoots just shoot JPEGs. So there is a high-quality JPEG on that memory card. There is also, and this is probably true on your camera, most cameras, a smaller, lower-quality JPEG that's the one you see in the viewer, and it's attached as metadata to the larger file. And that makes sense. You don't need to. And you wouldn't have time. You wouldn't want to wait for the larger file display on that little LCD screen. In many cases, and you'll have to check, look, you can do this by checking file sizes. When you copy photos from your camera to your smartphone, it's copying the lower quality JPEG anyway. And that's to save time because it's going to look just as good on your phone as it does on that little LCD. It may not be, though, the same size and the same quality as the JPEG you would take off via the USB or taking the card out and putting it in the computer. So you should check. You should not assume that just because you've used that camera app on your smartphone to offload your pictures that you now can erase your memory card. I wouldn't do that. Keep a copy on your memory card because I, in most cases, I believe that's a higher quality copy.
You've answered my question. Wonderful.
Okay. And you know what I do? Because memory cards are cheap now. Think of them as rolls of film. Buy enough for the trip and don't erase them because that's your primary copy. You can make other copies in other places on a computer, an external hard drive, on your phone. Share those. They're great for Instagram and Facebook. That's fine. The quality's plenty there. But I always like to have two copies of the original off the camera. One of them's going to be on my memory card, and one of them I will copy to a computer. And sometimes what I do if I'm really, you know, paranoid is I'll make a third copy on an external hard drive, and I'll put the one of them in my luggage and one of them in my carry-on. And use Google Photos or iCloud Photo Library or Flickr or one of Amazon Photos, one of the many services, OneDrive, to have a copy there too. Then I don't have to worry. None of my photos will be lost. You're going to see stuff that you won't see again probably, right? It's a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, this is our like 25th anniversary Christmas.
Yeah, so you want to save all of them. So I think this is a good strategy. Just remember, what's on that card may not be the same quality. You can do some sleuthing by looking at the file sizes. But it may not be the same quality as the one that you offload to the smartphone. And that's the key to be, pay attention. Get extra SD cards. They're cheap. And keep those somewhere safe. That's your original.